The explosion of heroin and prescription painkiller abuse in central New York is the reason behind the expansion of a program that helps addicts. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the only opioid program in Syracuse that offers methadone treatment is growing.
Krause Hospital says it's expanding its opioid program in response to a community need for methadone treatment. Monica Taylor, director of behavioral health at Krause, says it won't happen overnight, though.
Over the next 90 weeks, we are hoping to bring our capacity up to 800. We're currently around 500. And to safely do this, we have to take our time. And, you know, you can't just open the doors and say, come on in.
The need for the program comes as the number of heroin overdose deaths in central New York is spiking, and the misuse of prescription drugs continues to rise. The two are connected because when it becomes harder for someone to obtain opiate-based prescription drugs like oxycodone, they often turn to heroin to treat withdrawal symptoms. Mark Raymond, clinical supervisor of the opioid treatment program, says methadone, a synthetic opiate-based drug, is a proven way to treat people addicted to opiates.
It's shown to help people not overdose and die, reduce criminal activity, increase productivity, such as work, improve their social functioning within their families. It also reduces the spread of infectious diseases.
The Krause program serves patients from 17 counties, and there are waiting lists. And that points to another issue, says Taylor.
We know in New York City they have a lot of programs, and I don't think they have the issue of waiting lists with their programs. I do believe if I was living in New York City, I could probably walk into a clinic today and probably could get admitted within a few days. Up here, there's just a real lack of the programs.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.